Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 75.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Ask everyone to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Carter. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Carter.
Let us pray. Father, as we do come before your throne this morning, we thank you for another day that you've given us to be on this earth. We pray, dear God, today that you'd help us to use each minute of every day that you give us in some type of service towards you, service towards our fellow man. And Father, this morning we just simply ask once again that you bless this body. We pray, dear God, you'd help us as we take up bills, that we remember the lives that stand behind those bills. And Lord, that as we always say, knowing that one day that we're going to stand before you and give an account of all things that we've said and done. This morning I just ask, bless this assembly, bless our leadership, help us to do our job and do it according to your will, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 10th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Soka moves the journal for June 10th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, please join me in welcoming with us today. We have our doctor of the day, Dr. Courtney Castoro from Charlotte, and our nurse of the day, Diane Hicks from Charlotte. Thank you all for being with us today. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 9, an act amending the charter of the city of Bessemer City to authorize the city manager to appoint the chief police chief. House Bill 201, an act to allow Randolph County not to accept the registration of a deed transfer of real property when taxes are delinquent.
Chapter bills will be noted. We'd ask our pages to come forward, please. And while they're making their way forward, the chair would like to extend the courtesies of the gallery on behalf of all members of the House to a number of students and family members involved with 4-H programs from around the state. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome y'all? Thanks for being with us today. Also, on motion of the gentleman for Scythe, Representative Lambeth, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to students in the graduate counseling program at Wake Forest University who are here with us today. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome y'all? Thanks for being with us. And on motion of the gentleman from McDowell County, Representative Dobson, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Licensed Professional Counselors Association of North Carolina and North Carolina Counseling Association members who are here with us today. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Goodbye. We're honored to have a great group of pages this week with us, and so the pages, when your name is called, if you would please wave or step forward, and so that my colleagues and I will know who each of you are. The clerk will introduce the pages.
David Andrews, Mecklenburg County, sponsor Representative Belk. Spencer Barnwell, Guilford County, sponsor Representative McGrady. Samuel Capps, Harnett County, sponsor Representative Lewis. Graham Costner, Cleveland County, sponsor Speaker Moore. Stephen Evans, Wake County, Sponsor Representative Jackson, Michael Hill, Johnston County. Sponsor Representative White, Charles Hoffman, Durham County. Sponsor Representative Morey, Reese Lay, Wake County. Sponsor Representative John Emerson Maggiano, Wake County. Sponsor Representative Jackson, Robert Mangum, Wake County. Sponsor Speaker Moore, Emerson Moran, Sampson County. Sponsor Representative Brisson, Tyler Morgan, Pitt County. Sponsor Representative Smith, Hayden Peacock, Wake County. Sponsor Representative Elmore, Samuel Quick, Guilford County. Sponsor Representative Harrison, Caroline Richardson, Brunswick County. Sponsor Representative Eiler, Isabel Reiser, Wake County. Sponsor Representative Richardson, Jenna Rupp, Pitt County. Sponsor Representative Murphy, Tate Smart, Cleveland County. Sponsor Representative Hastings, Carson Tart, Harnett County. Sponsor Speaker Tim Moore, Hayden Warren, Alamance County. Sponsor Representative Ross, Laura Wood, Nash County. Sponsor Representative Barnes, Ashton Wood, Harnett County. Sponsor Speaker Tim Moore, Zachary Wood, Duplin County. Sponsor Representative Dixon.
To our pages, we want to welcome you here this week. We hope you have an opportunity to see your government in action and also a chance to maybe make some new friends from around the state. We'd ask my colleagues to please join me in welcoming our pages this week. Pages may return to your post. Move to the calendar. House Bill 402, the clerk will read.
Representatives Grange, Zoka, and Fraley, House Bill 402, a bill to be entitled an act authorize the acquisition, construction, and the financing without appropriations from the general fund of certain capital improvement projects with constituent constitution institutions of the University of North Carolina, General Assembly of North Carolina.
Lady from New Hanover, Representative Grange, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is the UNC non-appropriated projects bill, meaning that these three projects do not have any state appropriation. They have been approved by their respective schools, Board of Trustees, and the UNC Board of Governors. It contains three projects, from Western Carolina University, UNCW, and the UNC School of the Arts, and I'll stand for any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 402 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye, those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 93 having voted in the affirmative, 5 in the negative. House Bill 402 passes third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 553, the clerk will read.
Representative Strickland, Barnes, Corbin, and Hardister. House Bill 553, a bill to be entitled an act to require licensing and permitting for firms or persons that install or service portable extinguishers and fire suppression systems. General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Lady from Johnson, Representative Strickland, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 553 is the licensing of certain fire safety equipment. It authorizes the North Carolina Commissioner of Insurance to license and regulate the installation of fire suppression systems and portable fire extinguishers. About a year ago, I was approached by the Fire Extinguisher Association about implementing or policing their industry. It is the states of South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee that already have these regulations in place, and there is no regulations for anybody to start servicing fire suppression equipment here in the state of North Carolina. So they approached me. They said we would be receipt supported. We would pay for this through our fees, and we wanted to establish a permitting licensing process for our companies and our employees. So that basically is what this does. It is it gives the Department of Insurance the rulemaking authority to put in the processes of uniformed tags that would be put on their equipment. There is four different areas of servicing the equipment, and that is portable fire extinguishers, pre-engineered kitchen fire suppressant systems, pre-engineered industrial fire suppressant systems, and engineered special hazards fire suppressants. Currently, right now, in our districts throughout the state of North Carolina, we do not know who is doing this servicing of these this equipment, and we do not know if they have the quality and the type of tools to service that equipment. So this will not make 100% guarantee that nothing will happen, but it will certainly close the gap for our people, the state of North Carolina, and knowing that the chemicals that are put in these suppressant systems are the appropriate chemicals, and that is what this bill basically does. I'll stand for any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 553 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 95 having voted in the affirmative, 1 the negative. House Bill 553 passes second reading. Will without objection. You read third time.
General Senator McClellan next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 553 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 553, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Members of chairs realize that some more of the students here from 4-H and their family members are here with us today. With those additional students that came in, please stand. We want to welcome you and thank you for being here with us today. White Purpose, gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate you recognizing the 4-H'ers. You know, we homeschooled our three kids, and everybody's worried about socialization when you homeschool. Of course, my wife helped start a homeschool football league so our boys could play football, and we did a lot of other things. But one of the most important things we did was have our kids in 4-H. They learned a lot. They made a lot of friends. They learned some leadership skills and that sort of thing. And they made some of the best strawberry jelly you ever ate. So we appreciate 4-H and think it's great and glad to see y'all here today. Thank you. Bye.
Notices and announcements. What purpose, gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon Rice.
For an announcement.
Let's recognize for an announcement.
Members of the House Committee on Agriculture will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. and 6:43. We have one bill on the agenda.
What purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings Rice.
For an announcement, Mr. Chairman.
Let's recognize for an announcement.
The House Education Universities Committee is canceled today, and the other chairman and I will get together and find out the quickest time possible to have that meeting. Thank you, sir.
For what purpose, gentleman from Ryan, Representative Warren Rice.
For announcement.
Gentleman's recognized for an announcement.
There will be a meeting of the state and local government on Wednesday. Just watch your emails to see the bills that will be covered.
For what purpose, gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis Rice.
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, and particularly those on the Judiciary Committee, the notice had already been sent out about a meeting this coming Wednesday and the bills that will be heard, but also I wanted to give you the heads up that there will be a meeting on Thursday as well at 10 o'clock a.m. in room 544 to hear Bill House Bill 929. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Union, Representative Horn Rice.
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, House Education K-12 will meet this afternoon at 1 o'clock and 6:43. There are four bills on the agenda. We ask your prompt attendance. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentlemen asked for an announcement.
Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs will meet at 3 o'clock in room 1228. We have one bill.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Watauga, Representative Russell, rise.
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
Chair directs the representative statement be read upon adjournment. The gentleman has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last week I had the privilege of worshiping with the Boone Mennonite Brethren Church on the occasion of the mounting of a marker for, recognizing the 100th anniversary of that church. The Boone Mennonite Brethren Church is the heart of the African American community in Boone, and many members of this church, along with others in the town of Boone, are part of the Junaluska Heritage Association that works to celebrate and preserve the important role of African Americans in Boone. I would just like to mention one of the projects that they are involved in and have completed in the last year or so. Boone, the old town of Boone, community of Boone, had a Boone Cemetery that was in private ownership. And as is the case in so many cemeteries dating back to the Civil War, the cemetery had a section for black burials and a section of white burials. The white burials were within side the fence and the blacks outside the fence. Over the last couple of years, the Junaluska Historical Association, along with funding from the town of Boone and other volunteers from Appalachian State and across the community, have done much work on that cemetery. They removed the dividing fence. They created new perimeter fencing, and they even brought in radar, ground-penetrating radar equipment. So, because so many of the burials in the African-American section of that cemetery were unknown, they actually identified 168 burials, over 100 of whom the names are not known. They erected a monument for those over 100 souls that are not known and are buried in that cemetery, and have improved the entire cemetery and given it the recognition and dignity that it deserves. This is one of many projects that this church and the Junaluska Heritage Association is a part of. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Moment of personal privilege, Mr.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
The chair.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to which one do you want to do first?
Personal privilege, Mr. Speaker. Just wanted to say that first. Thank you for allowing me to move very freely to the game and get back here this week for the session. I appreciate that. And my inquiry with the chair.
You're recognized.
Could you give us your vision, your thoughts for the remaining week?
We looks like we'll have votes tomorrow and Thursday as well. Tomorrow's calendar looks like maybe about a dozen bills from what I've seen. Where there's a few bills and rules that we're going to try to take care of this week. I think these have all been noticed on for a hearing already. The budget chairs are negotiating at this point. The House and Senate budget chairs are going back and forth, so they're still in that process. So the hope is that they'll have some sort of agreement by the end of the week, perhaps the beginning of next week. So we'll continue working on that. The fact that one of the senior chairs started laughing may indicate that is an optimistic view of things. For what purpose does the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, rise?
For an announcement.
Lady has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Education Community Colleges Committee will meet at 11 a.m. Please be on time because there is another meeting in that same room at 11:30. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
House Democrats will caucus tomorrow at 2 p.m.
For what purpose, gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For announcement.
Recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, for your planning purposes, we're going to try to have a caucus after session tomorrow. So just be aware of that. I'll send you a formal notice through email, but just prepare for a caucus after session. And it could be very entertaining. So it should be a great lead in to dinner.
My purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
Yes, to see if Representative Sokol will yield for a question, please.
Gentleman from Cumberland, yield to the other gentleman from Cumberland.
I do.
He yields.
Do you anticipate, what time do you anticipate Ruse to meet this week? You don't know, right?
I do not have an answer to that, but I'm sure, knowing that you always ask this question, we'll do our utmost to meet your schedule.
I'll follow, Mr. President.
Recognize.
It would be, mine would be after 10 o'clock any day.
Thank you, sir. We'll take that into consideration.
Any further notices or announcements? The chair does have an announcement. We were expecting the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow, but apparently something has come up and they may not be able to be here. So you may not necessarily have to bring your hockey jerseys tomorrow, but just have them around just in case. Any further notices or announcements? If not, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 12th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Soka moves, seconded by Representative Brisson, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene June 12th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
Reading of a representative statement, the clerk will read.
A representative statement honoring the Boone Mennonite Brethren Church. Whereas the Boone Mennonite Brethren Church is founded by Joseph Shedder and his wife Katharina, and whereas in 1911 Reverend Shedder began holding Mennonite services in Watauga County within and became Junaluska community of Boone. And whereas in 1917, Reverend Shedder organized the Mennonite congregation of 8 original members, and the following year built a church and still stands today. And whereas since the opening of the Boone Mennonite Church doors, size and diversity of the congregation continue to grow as the community has made the church their own. And whereas Junaluska was and remains the heart of an African-American community in Watauga County. And whereas today, in the heart of Junaluska, sits the Boone Mennonite Brethren Church, home of the largest Mennonite congregation in North Carolina. And whereas the church has been home to the Junaluska Heritage Association Annual Jubilee, which is a social, musical, and cultural event celebrating the role of African American in Boone community. And whereas the church has worked in other ways with the Junaluska Heritage Association to preserve and honor the history of the African-American community. And whereas the church observed the centennial on June 10, 2018, and whereas the church plans to dedicate a brass plaque, which is purchased with the assistance of the Daniel Boone Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, marking the 2018 centennial on Sunday, June 2, 2019, during the afternoon celebration. Now, therefore, the Boone Mennonite Brethren Church deserves to recognize for its religious, cultural, and social influence the Junaluska community for more than 100 years. A witness whereof the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon a journal on the 11th day of June 2019. Submitted by Representative Ray Russell, James White, Principal Clerk.
Representative Hurley and Sauls are recognized to send forth the Education Community Colleges Committee Report, House Bill 463, Education, Job Readiness in Prisons and Jails, favorable to the committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 463 will be re-referred to the Committee on Education and Universities. Senate Bill 30, Stanley Community Colleges Contracting Date Extension, favorable to the House Committee Sub, unfavorable to the Senate Committee Sub, and re-referred. The Senate Committee Sub will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee Sub for Senate Bill 30 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Representative Conrad and Granger recognized to send forth the Banking Committee Report, Senate Bill 529, Fees Returned Checks, favorable and re-referred. Senate Bill 529 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House.